That's Mardi Gras Mambo. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning. I thought for a second we were listening to Treme.
Pretty close.
Well, here it is. It is indeed Mardi Gras, but not necessarily a lot of things for us to be celebrating with some of the things we're going to be talking about today.
That's right.
Including the little critters that we've been talking about for years now, and looking at how those invasives might be gotten rid of, if that's indeed possible.
Not going away anytime soon.
Well, maybe sooner than later, if in fact some of the folks around the state and DLNR gets its way. So maybe Invasive Species Awareness Week is not bordered in red on your calendar, but it's this week, and maybe it should be, because as you know, the headlines have been full of fire ants and coffee berry borer and rhinoceros beetles. Those small but nasty creatures could spell doom for the plant and animal life in Hawaii, and there are plenty of other invasives too. You know, the governor made it one of his priorities to endorse invasive control initiatives with a possible price tag of up to $5 million for the operating costs of those programs, and the third reading of the bill to do just that will happen a little later today. Meanwhile, this morning, we're going to get an update from William Isla, the director of the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources, about the state of invasives in our state. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for allowing us to increase the awareness of invasive species. We're trying to get people energized and excited about looking in their backyards, looking at their plants, looking around their neighborhoods to help us identify any species that shouldn't be there, so that we can put it on our list of things to do. And in fact, the legislature and the governor actually agree that invasive species are something that should be a priority.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and I know things have kicked off yesterday at the Capitol, but as we try to continue to these conversations about invasives, and most people know that there are things here that shouldn't be, they've gotten here in a variety of ways, but on the list of things, clearly we've been hearing far more lately about that little nasty fire ant and about the coffee berry borer beetle and the rhinoceros beetle. Are there others that should be right up there on top of that list too?
Oh, absolutely. Myconia has been in Hawaii for many, many years. The strawberry guava has been in Hawaii for close to 100 years. Of course, we have mammals that people don't normally associate it with being an invasive species, but they are. Deer, goats, sheep. If they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, then they are indeed invasive species and should be dealt with.
I think the big part of this is that there are so many things that have come here from someplace else for whatever reasons, and not all of them were bad. At one time, some of these things were thought to be control measures, and then they went out of control. As we look at some of that philosophy, how has that shaped what really is brought in to control other species now?
Well, one of the challenges that we have right now is, Hawaii is the place where east meets west. So we have a lot of traffic coming in both directions. Hawaii is sort of seen as this outpost for the west coast of the United States, sort of a filter for things going eastward. And unfortunately, we don't have the same protection for things going westward, and that's one of our challenges when we import plants, import animals for whatever purposes, whether they be for the pet trade or whether they be for nursery stock. We need to do a better job of inspecting.
The $5 million for invasive controls programs, it sounds like a lot of money, but I bet you're going to tell me that it's not going to go that far.
It's not a lot of money, and in fact, the original studies that led to the creation of the Hawaii Invasive Species Council forecasted that we would need that money annually for a many number of years in order to actually make headway into protecting Hawaii from all of these invasive species.
If we can't make headway on some of this, are we going to have to make peace with what they've left behind?
We will, and in fact, koki frogs on Hawaii Island on the eastern side, I think that we are going to have to just get used to them. However, what we should do is protect the rest of the state from koki frogs. Unfortunately, the little red fire ant is also established on the eastern side of the Big Island, especially surrounding the Hilo area. And so what we need to do is pull out all of the stops to hold it to just that area and not let it become established anywhere else in Hawaii.
Please tell me that that we're not going to have to make peace with the brown tree snake.
So far, we've been very, very good at keeping the brown tree snake out, and of course, the military and the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Land and Natural Resources continues to inspect all incoming flights from Guam to make sure that that's not a case.
We've seen some of the things that we've had to cope with, and I'm thinking about the coffee bear beetle. Other people in other places have said, well, you know, we've had to go through this too, and you have the first wave of it, maybe second or third waves, but after a point in time, you get control over it, and it's not as difficult as it was in the beginning to manage. Is that the best that we can hope for?
Well, in Kona and in other areas, yes, that is the best we can hope for because it appears to be established there. But as we develop best management practices and as we take a look at the introduction of some biocontrol, I certainly believe that we will have it under control economically.
So now let's look at that rhinoceros beetle, because you've been asking people to look at their coconut palms and see if they can help identify where these critters might be.
Absolutely. And in fact, in partnership with the University of Hawaii at Manoa, some students have put together a beetle buster program. And if anyone has any photographs or any observations, they can send them to hisc.hawaii.gov, and somebody will respond in terms of what's presented. There have been some sort of misidentification of some rose beetles flying around coconut trees so far, but we would rather have people send us as much information and then make the determination afterwards.
Do you have anything sort of on the radar, what may be the next wave or something that you're really looking out for right now, one specific thing?
No, we just have to be vigilant for everything. And weeds can come in, geckos can come in, anything that can hitch a ride through any transportation means are things that we need to watch out for.
If we talk to each other, say, in 5 years, is there something in your mind that you would like to know that we have been able to do vis-a-vis invasives control, that somehow we were able to at least take care of one small part of it? I mean, I'm thinking about myconia. That's been just going on for so many decades that people kind of look at that and say, okay, well, what you pull up today is going to come back tomorrow and the day after.
No, myconia was that we're actually making headway with myconia in our forest. And so, you know, we haven't given up and we haven't lost the forest to myconia like in Tahiti. So the ongoing efforts have been very effective at keeping myconia limited to certain areas. So we will continue to do that. There's, of course, the biological control that's about to be released in certain areas for strawberry guava. That's not going to get rid of the guava, but it's going to certainly slow down its expansion in our forests and buy us some more time to take a look at other methods for dealing with it.
So that's really just the point, that if you give up on all of this, then really, in fact, then the invasives get to win, whether you like them or not, still. They changed the entire landscape of Hawaii. So not giving up and doing whatever it is that we can do, however small it may be, including just taking a picture of a beetle, whether it's a rose beetle or a rhinoceros beetle, doesn't matter. At least you've got eyes out there.
Or anything new that anyone sees, just get it to us as quickly as possible. And then, on Oahu or any other area besides East Hawaii, the public can go to www.littlefireants.com for additional information. And, you know, one good thing is these little red fire ants, they love peanut butter. So if you're in doubt of ants that you take a look at, you know, put some peanut butter on a chopstick, put it in the area, and within about a half hour, if they're little red fire ants, they should find that. And then put that in a plastic bag and get it to either the Department of Agriculture or to DLNR so that we can either confirm or identify the issue. At least now we'll have a record of where possible introductions are, and we can move to the next step, which is to eradicate.
All right. Well, I'll remember that peanut butter tip. Thanks so very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for helping us get the word out.
Thanks. And that was William Isla, the director of the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources. More about Invasive Species Awareness Week and how you can help not just week, but every week. That's on hpr2.org.